KQED.
A lot of us are told not to talk politics at the dinner table, especially if your guests fall on different sides of the political spectrum. But as Bianca Taylor tells us, a new movement called Make America Dinner Again breaks this rule in a big way. It's the latest installment in our series, Start the Conversation.
It's 6 p.m. and the dinner guests are just arriving at this downtown San Francisco loft. A young Bolivian woman who works at Facebook. A bar owner who describes himself as a trifecta. Boy Scout, frat boy, and Marine. A UC Berkeley graduate student whose family voted for President Trump. A conservative lawyer and a transgender adoptee. They've never met each other until now. After the gourmet pizzas and salads are delivered, the facilitator, Haley Stewart, ushers the guests to a big round table and lays down some ground rules.
I really try not to make judgment statements. Don't say, you're bad, you're wrong, you're crazy. Try and put those into I statements. So this made me feel.
Justine Lee co-founded Make America Dinner Again a day after the presidential election. She says she wanted to put her energy into something productive to heal what she saw as a huge national divide. Dinner felt right.
People can look around and just recognize how special it is to get, you know, to step outside their bubble and outside of their daily work grind and just come together.
All of tonight's dinner guests have applied online to be here. They enjoy their pizza over small talk, and once the plates are cleared, are excited to do the work of bridging the differences they know they walked in here with. In the first exercise, they're paired up and asked to find one thing they have in common. I listen in on Walt Scheffler and Min Mattson's conversation.
You grew up in South Dakota, right? I'm from North Dakota.
We're both from the Midwest.
Not only the Midwest, the Dakotas.
But other than that, these men are very different. Min is transgender, liberal, and was adopted from Korea as a child. A few years ago, he adopted a son of his own, Aiden. Min's arms are decorated with colorful tattoos, and he wears a purple checkered shirt, his favorite color. Walt, he's a white conservative who voted for President Trump. He's a father of four and works as a lawyer in San Mateo. They're still talking about the Dakotas when Haley gives the next instructions.
We're going to give each of you guys 10 minutes, and you're going to share answers to two questions.
What has shaped your identity, and what has shaken it? Walt starts. He says he's been upset by how hostile the Bay Area felt to conservatives after the 2016 election.
It was very disappointing to me to hear the things that were said to me in particular and to my friends. Meanest things I can possibly imagine. And it really pissed me off.
And he feels like we're going backwards.
I'm old enough to recall the 60s. You know, there was a lot of stuff happening then. There were race riots. I really thought that those days had gone away. But we're right back at it. You know, there are a lot of colleges I wouldn't send my kids to anymore. Berkeley is one of them. I know people think that most of the racism is in the South or the country. I think most of it's here.
Then it's Walt's turn to interview Min.
What about your identity has been shaken, challenged, or enhanced?
As a person of color, we see the most recent demonstrations of clear signs of very divisive racism, as you talked about. There's a lot of things in the media that talk about the target of trans people, including the military. Also, seeing in the media, you know, the fact that my son is Latino, he's Mexican, he's from Texas. Parts of his birth family are from Mexico. I think seeing that who he is under attack, and he doesn't even know it yet.
But then there's a connection.
Is your identity, do you, if somebody says, so what are you? Or some, I'm not thinking the right words, I'm sure. Would you say transgender first?
I would say I'm a father first.
You're a father. There you go. Man. There you go.
I'm a father first.
Yeah. I say way to go because that's how I would identify too.
It seems like Walt and Min could have talked about fatherhood all night. But Haley Stewart, the facilitator, interrupts the group to take them one step further into something she calls radical empathy. She tells them that when they regroup, each person will share their partner's story, but in the first person. The idea is that if you can listen and then share out someone else's story as your own, you can internalize it and create a deeper empathy.
Do we have any brave volunteers to go first?
I am Min Mattson. I was adopted in Seoul, South Korea. I grew up as a young woman and then transgendered. And I'm a father. I have a son who is 4 years old. It's transgender seem to be targets. And since I am transgender, I think that is a difficult thing to do. I am proudest of being a father and a son.
Then it's Min's turn to tell Walt's story in the first person.
Many of my family members are small business owners, and a lot of them work in agriculture. So I learned a lot from them and what that looked like, and I always really respected the work that they do. And people talk about the South as being really racist, but I really think that the Bay Area is very racist. On campus, there's race riots, and there's a lot of really things that feel like they were done, and now they're back again.
After the dinner, I pull each of them aside to ask them what they learned about themselves and their partners.
I think that Walt and I would probably be two of the least likely people to really connect, and then I very much appreciate him. I think he is a very, very good-hearted person who has felt hurt and has felt left out in some spaces.
Min and I definitely disagree politically on issues, the thing I like about him is he's facing life's challenges in a positive way. He's trying to make things better for himself and his family. And one thing I really liked, he told me tonight, the two most significant things in his life was the first time he heard his adopted parents call him son, and he heard his little boy call him father. And I can identify with that.
In just a few hours, a white conservative Trump voter and a transgender Korean adoptee broke bread, shared their stories, and came away with something that seems to be lacking these days, respect. But the guests here tonight raise some questions. Once we find out what we have in common, what would it take to do the difficult work of hashing out our differences? How do you scale this kind of experiment beyond just eight people in San Francisco? The Make America Dinner Again organizers have created an online toolkit to help people host their own dinners. Their hope is that people continue to meet, eat, and that the radical empathy keeps growing. For the California Report, I'm Bianca Taylor.